Okay, Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. Omar Rava. Hoysel the fun of Kikar Shel Hefker. Person had the way that the Ran learns. It's talking within his Dalet Amos, and he's calling it the Kenyan Dalet Amos. Others learn that the Omar, we'll see what, Omar Kikar Zu Hektish, and he said this Kikar should be Hektish. So the question is, how can you make it Hektish? It's not his. So Ran says it's within his Dalet Amos, and the Rabbanim were Masakin Kenyan Dalet Amos, but it's a big problem because it's only a Kenyan de Rabbanon. How could it be that if he's kona something with the Kenyan de Rabbanon should have hashlochos, right, repercussions that are from the Torah, which we'll see in a second, right, the Me'ila, which is from the Torah. Because you can't be mocked to something that's not yours. Others say that there's a concept of afuche matoros olomali, that if you could pick something up and be kona it, then you can be makdish it or be mezakit to somebody even before you pick it up, because it's if you picked it up. Why do I have to pick it up and make it hekdish? Right? I can make it hekdish as if I picked it up. Since I have the potential to pick it up, right, I can be mezakit it to hekdish or to someone or whatever. In any case, whatever it is, he made it hekdish. So not loli ochla mo'alafikula. Then so now it's hektish, and it's not yet in his reshus 100%. So if he picks it up now, after he made it hektish, to eat it, then moel if he called it. And he's moel according to the value of the entire thing, and he has to pay back hektish, the value of the entire loaf of bread, plus a chomesh. Lahorishol abonav, but if he picked it up, not to be zocheded, but to leave it for inheritance for his children, so he never took it really out of the reshus that it was in to begin with, right? Except for the fact that he got a hanoah from it, that his children would enjoy the fact that they are leaving something for their Yerusha. So then, moel lefi tovus hanoshaba. Then he only is moel lefi the amount of money that his children would be interested in paying to have something as a Yerusha. Right, to set aside something as a Yerusha. That's called Tovas Hanoah. And therefore, he doesn't have to pay the value of the entire Kikar, because he wasn't Nehenna from the entire Kikar. He was Nehenna only this amount of Hanoah, and that's what he has to pay, plus a Chomesh, Rashi. Kikar Shel Hefker, the Kol Shekein Idin Afshe, right, surely if it belonged to him, right, he could make it Hektish. Ela Ravusa Komashman, the Motzi Zochi Behefker, Lichale Kedush Alay. That he could be zoche from Hefker, even though he didn't actually pick it up, either Derech Dalet Amos or this idea of Hafuche Matarosa, right? And he could make it Kegdish, even though he didn't actually pick it up. Not La Menas La Ochla, the Kivan Shehichzik Bo Kno. Once he picked it up to eat it, so he's koned. Vim Ochla Moal Lefikula. If he ate it, so he's moel in the entire loaf. Umishalim Lehegdish Lefikula. He has to pay the value of the entire loaf. The chomish and an extra fifth, shaharei hotziah the chulin, because that's what meila is. Meila is taking something that was hegdish and taking it out for chulin purposes. Aval not la menas la horish labanav, but if he picked it up not to be zoch in it, he didn't want it for himself. He wasn't now going to eat it. Now, he just wanted to hold on to it so his children would have a yerusha, right? So at least they get a loaf of bread, you know, as their yerusha. The achar kach ikdisha. And then, what's it called, he was ma'akdishit, askina, the koron lechem v'yochol akdisha. Because if he didn't pick it up to begin with, right, if it wasn't in his dalet amos or whatever, he can't be ma'akdishit. So it's talking, he, what's it called, was ma'akdishit, he picked it up in order to be morishit to his children. He didn't want to be, and then he was ma'akdishit. After he had it. Lo mal elafi tovas hanoshiva. She'enu misham lehekdish elakafi cheskas tova she'nosein la'aviv echad min habanim b'shvil shemarish alal. Right, one of the kids would pay the father a token amount to have something later on that they're going to be yoresh. It's not worth it to them, the entire value of the kikar, but they pay a few pennies to have a kikar later on to be yoresh. V'hainu tovas hanoah. Okay. Boy mine Rabchia Bar Oven, mi Rava. Rabchia Bar Oven es Rava. Kikri Olecha. Right, the person said, I'm answering my kikar on you. And then he gave it to him, the matana. He gave the kikar to the person that he asked over as a matana. Mahu. Kikri omerlo. Ki ise birshu sehu. The osir. Since he went out of his way to say, he didn't say kikar ze osir. He said kikri. So he specifically mentioned, my kikar should be osir to you. That means as long as it's my kikar. But if it becomes your kikar, then the isra goes away. I only meant to asur it as long as it was mine. Okay? Oh, Dilma, Alecha Omerle, Ilu Yeshavisa Hektish. Or maybe he said, Kikri Alecha, it's asur to you, and it remains asur to you even if it's not my kikar. It starts when it's my kikar and it remains forever. So what is the isra? The isra only as long as it belongs to him. And after that, he what's it called? The hektish is not, the iser, the nether isn't chal. The nether was only, this is usher to you, as long as it's mine. Or no, the nether included even after he gave it up. Amrle pshita, the afagav, the yovle matana usher. So the chora makes more sense to say that even if he gave it to a matana, it's usher. Because he didn't mean to say only when it's mine. He meant to say that this kikar that's now mine is also to you forever. Ela kikri olecha lafuke mai. So that's the case. Why did he say kikri olecha? Why did he say kikar ze olecha? My lav lafuke din gon v'minei mignev. Right? Maybe it's talking a case where he didn't give it to him as a matana, but the kikar was stolen, and now it no longer belongs to the guy who made the nether. So in that kind of case, the kikar becomes mutter. It only meant as long as I was the owner of it. If somehow I lose my ownership on it, not that I'll give it to you as a present, but I'll lose my ownership, then the iser won't apply. Mer says, well, not even that case. Even in that case, the kikar would remain also to the other person. La fuke di azmne ole. If he invited him to his house to eat, we'll see one second how Rashi learns. Some learn, not Rashi learns, Asmin means the following, that I said it's my kikar, but if I invited you to eat by me, then it's what's it called, and you have a portion, then that portion already belongs to you. It's a big shaila whether if I invite somebody to my house and give them food, is that their food or they're eating my food? Right. So according to this, in that kind of case, if that's what it's talking about, the kikar would belong to the other guy. So meaning I invited you and I said kikri, but it wasn't my kikar anymore because I gave it to you as a portion. Okay, to Rashi learns differently. Ki ishe brishu say kolomer calls man shehu shel madir hu da aser. What I meant to say, as long as this is mine, I'm asering it to you, but if it become not mine, even if I give it to you as a present, it'll be mutter. The hachi mashma kikri calls man shehu sheli. Al dilma alecha amarleis kikri alecha v'ilu yishava shavise la'osu kikar hektish. He made like it's hektish. It remains also forever. The alpha bishan nasal matan also. Even if he gave it to him as a present, it still remains also. That's the shaila. So the Mor says pshita that in that case we gave it to him as a present, it remains also. Elohaka mi boyale hayda amar kikri alecha I amrin de chosman shu bershusei di osi li de min li yode minei dilei ko amarlei. Ulafuke, right? I only assured it to you if it's mine, and it got to you through me. But what happens if somebody stole it from me, and you got it from the ganav or whatever? You didn't get it through me, so then maybe I didn't mean it wasn't my kicker anymore. Lafuke di ganav mignav la oso kicker the nasan lo haganav matan the ganav gave him a present, so now maybe it's not his the original guy's kicker anymore. Right, sheino asur bo. However, who atzmalo nasmalo? He didn't give it to him. Right, he got it through a third party, and it wasn't anymore the kicker of the guy who was koneit with the shini rishus and what's it called and yiush. Oh, Dilma, afagav the igon v'le migne vasirale. Or maybe not. Maybe shouldn't be medayik in kikri. Right, my kicker means only my kicker. It's now my kicker, but it remains asur even later on. Mor says, so is that the case that would be excluded? Mor says, lo bafuke di azmi ole. L'meichel miahu kikar mikara. The guy invited him to his house to eat from this loaf. Put a little roll in front of him. Okay? And that roll was the person's portion. V'hadar amrle kikri olecha. And then he said, my kikar is also to you. Okay? T'hasim kivan da azmi ole kona chelka. So here Rashi says, since I invited you to eat and I put your portion in front of you, that portion's yours. The shaila is not just, can I say, you know, thank you and go take it home, right? Or no, I didn't give it to you. I let you eat it in my house. You're eating my thing. You can't take it home with you, right? Some of you, shaila got me kiddush. By some of you do kiddush, right? And they can have a portion. So could they take the portion home for their family? I could have eaten it here too. So I invited you to eat it. I didn't expect you to take it home. I want you to eat by the kiddush. So the bigger shaila is the gabe mitzvahs that you need to be yours, which is not so pushed by matzah, but let's assume that the matzah has to be yours, right? It's not everybody holds like that. It doesn't say matzah schem, but according to those that hold that the matzah has to be yours, so the chor, if somebody invites you to their seder and they not makne the matzah to you, they just put it in front of you as your portion, it could be that you're not calling it. It's their matzah that you're eating. Right, now it could be that you don't have to own the matzah, but if you do have to own the matzah, then it's a shaila whether you own the matzah that somebody puts for themselves. Some people are makbid that when they invite you to the seder, they're makni you the matzah, even on yontif, because for a mitzvah you're allowed to be makna things on yontif, and it should be your matzah. Most people are not nohig to do that, and either because we hold you don't need to be your matzah, or because when you invite somebody, it's understood that you're giving it to them in the way they could be yotzei the mitzvah. Okay, kana chalko kamashu yachol lechol. I mean, whatever he could eat is his. It's not the host anymore. The enu yachol osur lo. Therefore, I can't answer to you. It's not mine anymore. I can't answer your bread on you. I can answer my bread on you. The lav kulei de no sein hu elegam ben mezumen. So here, Rashi Masri, it's not mine completely. It's also yours. Meaning, the portion you're going to eat will lamafreya be yours. The portion you're not going to eat, the leftovers, l'chora, you can't take. But anything you could have eaten, l'chora, you could, is yours too. Okay. What? What's the din by a kiddush? By a wedding and by a kiddush, we assume that people are makbid, that you don't come and, you know, get a carload of food to take home for the next week, right? But if your chicken is left on the plate and you just can't finish it, you could put it in your pocket and take it home, right? But you can't go to the kitchen and say, I'd like five more portions because I could have eaten them here, I'll take them home. And the same thing with a kiddush. If you want to, you know, put a few pieces of cake in your pocket that you could have eaten there and you're taking it home, it's one thing. You want to take whole platters, you know, so you'll have for your home. The horror of the people are mocking.